Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Imagine possessing a map that not only shows you the destination, but also guides your every step, revealing hidden treasures along the way. That's the power of revelation knowledge. Revelation knowledge of God's Word stands at the heart of Christian spirituality, representing a profound and personal insight granted directly by God through the Holy Spirit. It transcends mere intellectual or academic understanding, offering believers a deeper, divinely inspired comprehension of the Word of God. The Bible presents this type of knowledge as critical for believers seeking to align their lives with His will and grow in their relationship with God. While many approach Scripture with human reasoning, revelation knowledge speaks to a level of understanding that is spiritual in nature. In today's message, Evangelist Paul Acqua explores the nature of revelation knowledge and its significance in the life of a believer.
One of the most needed things among the body of Christ today is revelation knowledge of the Word. Revelation knowledge is higher knowledge. It's knowledge higher than natural or academic knowledge where somebody teaches you something or you go to school and learn about something or read a magazine or a book about something. Now, it's above all knowledge and it comes by the Holy Spirit of God. This is what you need above all other things, my friend. You need it above all other knowledge. To get revelation knowledge is to hear God's voice. It is above every single knowledge. Anyone who desires to live for God and reject the devil and the world's system must know God's word. We must study scriptures, for they reveal the will of God for our actions and attitudes. And that is revelation knowledge. There are things that come only by revelation. It's not just a matter of using your mind to figure everything out. I am not saying that the mind isn't involved in our decision making, but you got to be inspired by the Holy Spirit. That's revelation knowledge, coming directly from the Spirit of God. The problem with the wisdom of this world is that it's limited to the physical realm. God's wisdom transcends intellect and enables us to believe in an unseen God who transforms our lives. Revelation knowledge is higher than natural or intellectual knowledge, and because it's coming from the Holy Spirit, it's above every knowledge. This is what you need above every other knowledge, my friend. And listen to me very well. A person can have multiple degrees, but it doesn't guarantee their success. It's not actually your degrees that will make you a successful person. The Apostle Paul was highly educated, yet he considered all his achievements totally worthless compared to knowing Christ through faith. Does it mean we don't need academic knowledge? Does it mean we don't need degrees? Of course we do need. Apostle Paul didn't abandon his intellect, but rather use it to analyze and interpret everything through revelation knowledge. Let's look at scripture in Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 to 8. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. This is Paul speaking through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Yet indeed, I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ. Incredible. The scripture I just read, the Living Bible, says it this way, but all these things that I once thought were worthwhile, now I have thrown them all away so that I can put my trust and hope in Christ alone. So like Paul, we need to count all of our personal achievements as garbage, as rubbish, so that we might totally rely on Christ. This text of scripture describes how little Paul valued anything that would separate him from the surpassing value of knowing Jesus Christ as Lord. And the same thing applies to you and me. He was still forfeiting all that he had held dear, all that he had held so valuable. But for what? He tells us that I may gain Christ. That's revelation knowledge that will let you know that the high knowledge you need above every knowledge is the knowledge coming directly from the Holy Spirit of God. You know, only eternity will reveal just how much Paul gave up in the natural to follow Christ. But one thing is certain, one thing is clear, he gained much more than he ever gave up. And that's what will happen to you and me. That's true of us as well. That's very true. Because what we gain by actually abandoning or not holding things dearer than knowing Christ, we will instead gain more. I tell you, it's so important. You know, the reproaches of Christ are infinitely greater in worth than all the riches of the world or the acclaim of man. I tell you, my friend, revelation knowledge is what you need. Paul received a revelation that surpassed even the intimate experiences of the 12 disciples. You know, he wasn't with Jesus Christ physically. Paul's understanding of the new covenant and God's grace exceeded that of Peter. Peter wrote it in his epistles, I tell you. Peter, who physically walked on earth with Jesus for 3.5 years, Paul had greater revelation. There's nothing that compares to having God reveal his wisdom and truth to you at a heart level. And that's above all wisdom and knowledge. The word of God is powerful. It is alive. It works. Therefore, we need the revelation knowledge of the word of God, because his word goes to accomplish whatever he set it to do. Look at Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. The Bible says, "For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." My friend, the word of God is so, so powerful. It works. It is alive. It is sharper than two-edged sword. The word of God accomplishes whatever you set it to do. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the things for which I sent it. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 10 and 11. Revelation knowledge is so powerful, my friend. It is the word of God, and nothing can stop it. So I will say, why is the word working for some people, but it's not working for others? Why is the word of God so powerful, working for some people, but not working for others? We need to realize that only the word which has been mixed with faith, which comes from the Lord, which comes from the Holy Spirit, will profit us. You know, Bible says in Hebrews 4 verse 2 that, "For indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it." Hebrews 4:2. So you need to mix what you hear with faith. The kingdom of God is governed by faith. Without faith, you cannot please God. Anyone who comes to God must know that he is, and he exists, and he is a rewarder of those who seek him diligently. God operates by faith. He's not going to force you to do anything. We walk by faith, not by sight. So if you get revelation knowledge, my friend, hold fast to it. And to get revelation knowledge is to hear God's voice and mix what you hear with faith. And that's what I read to you in Hebrews 4 verse 2. What you really need is to hear God's voice and get fresh revelation. If you could really hear God's voice, we could avoid majority of the problems that we are facing today. I tell you, that's what you need. Doesn't mean do not study academically. Of course you do. But revelation knowledge is above every single knowledge. There are truths that need to be understood through personal revelation. How do we receive word of God being made alive and powerful in our lives? As I read in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12, that the word of God is alive and powerful and sharper than two-edged sword. One important way is by meditating on God's word. God wants you to succeed. He says, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, and you may observe to do according to all that is written in it." And then listen, "For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." If this will sink in your heart as a revelation knowledge, my friend, that is the best way to go about things. But many think there is a better way to prosper. There's a better way to succeed. Listen, the way people see successful people in the world system is entirely different. Anything you are doing, and when you meet your God, He is not going to say, "You good and faithful servant." I tell you, it's just something that has not made you successful at all. So until this becomes personal revelation to you, the word will not profit you. He says, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth." Meditate on it. Don't turn from it left to right. And when you will do that, when you will let that become revelation knowledge to you, then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. And until it sinks in your heart, I tell you, you will just go about things the way that you think is right, but that will not let you succeed. Because Bible said there's a way that seems right, but the end is a disaster. You need to acknowledge God in everything you are doing and trust Him, and He's going to direct your path. And you will let His knowledge actually sink in your heart and abide by it, take steps with it. God wants you to have abundant life. He says the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. "I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." Every Christian knows this scripture. Jesus is saying His agenda is far, far, far better and opposite to the devil's agenda. And that's revelation knowledge. If you grab that, you will be following your Christ. You will seek Him first, which He says that if you will seek Him first, His kingdom and righteousness, all other things will be added unto you. Why are people not seeking God first? Because they have not let this word sink in their heart and become revelation knowledge to them. So they're just doing anything. But seeking other things first, the kingdom of God does not operate that way. Let His word sink in your heart, become part and parcel of you, and it becomes revelation knowledge. That you know that this is the word of God. This is the way I should comport myself. You know, God delights in the prosperity of His children. God is not going to take anything from you. He is here to bless you. And if you will just take that, it becomes revelation knowledge to you. It doesn't matter the situation you are in. You know that your God delights in the prosperity of you as a child. The Lord be exalted who delights in the well-being of His servants, of His children. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." That's the heart of God for you. For example, did you know that when you are in need and don't have enough money, natural instinct will tell you to save and hold on to what you have? But because there is a God who says that when you give, it will be given back to you, giving away a portion of what you have will actually bring you closer to your goal. When you trust in God and follow His guidance, even when you are lacking, you are actually increasing rather than decrease. It may not make sense to your natural mind, but in the kingdom of God, the way up is the way down. By giving instead of hoarding, you open yourself up to receiving more. These are truths that need to be understood through personal revelation. You see, and if you are lacking and you know this that I have just read to you, and you know that Jesus said, give and it shall be given to you, pressed down, shaken together, shall men give to you. And so, if you know this is higher and above every single knowledge, you are lacking, you need finances, you need a lot of stuff, and you say, look, I let this word become part of me. The point I'm making is that revelation knowledge is far superior to just intellectual knowledge. It's a journey into the unseen realm of God's promises. It defies the limitations of the human mind and pleases God when we trust Him beyond reason. I am not saying Christianity is mindless, but a relationship with God goes beyond explanations. It's about experiencing His presence, and that's what you need. Even right now as I speak, if you haven't received Christ as your Lord and Savior, you can let this word be revelation to you today that everyone needs Christ. And if you have already received Christ, this is what you need to do, that God has said we should proclaim His gospel. Speak to the people you come into contact with. Speak to your family about the gospel. Speak to your colleagues, your classmates, and tell them about the gospel of God. So if you have not received Christ, this is the time to do so. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to You. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank You for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.